You're listening to the Rights Football Show on 97.7. Listen to theref.com and the WREF mobile app. It's week four. I'm Brad Klein. We'll be joined by head coach Corey Brunson talking about the loss against Jasper, a narrow one. This one stings, but the Panthers pick up, dust themselves off, and try to get ready for North. Plus, we're going to hear from A.J. Coates, the lead linebacker for the Panthers, had 10 tackles and one for loss against Jasper. So what is he doing defensively that makes him such a stud on that side of the football? That and more right here on 97.7. Listen to theref.com and the WREF mobile app. Thanks to our sponsors, Kim Schnell Nunemaker Insurance, Bel Air Land, Leroy's Tavern, Award World Trophies, and United Fidelity Bank. We'll take a step aside, but don't go anywhere. Head coach Corey Brunson of the Panthers joining us in a moment right here on WREF 97.7 FM. The Ref, always the right call. Bel Air Land in Mount Vernon has the perfect blend of affordability and comfort with homes for sale. Mount Vernon is a welcoming community with great schools and a variety of high-paying jobs. Two-story single-family homes, ranch-style, or multi-unit condos. Enjoy a seamless work-life balance by avoiding the daily grind of Evansville traffic. Embrace a thriving lifestyle where serene living and financial growth go hand-in-hand. Find your dream home in Mount Vernon today with Bel Air Land.
Whether it's the end of the year or the start of another new one, if you want to recognize success with a special gift of recognition, look no further than Award World Trophies, the number one destination in Evansville for plaques, trophies, ribbons, and a wide assortment of special gifts in their large showroom. The professionals at Award World Trophies can also personally engrave any item for a personal touch. Award success with a gift from Award World Trophies. 700 North Weinbach, Suite 103, or phone 812-425-4571.
You've got places to go, and Better Banking can help you and your money go further. Are you ready to take your money to new heights? Get a flexible high-yield checking account that lets you customize your interest rate so you can keep your finances headed in the right direction. With Elevate Checking from United Fidelity Bank, you're in control of how much you earn. You can raise your rate with a few easy steps, like using your mobile banking app or getting your paychecks by direct deposit. Get more ways to earn more with Elevate Checking and start earning 4.00% APY. Learn more at unitedfidelity.com/elevate or visit your local banking center. Must meet certain criteria to qualify. Rates may change at any time without notice after the account is opened. APY is accurate as of August 1st, 2024. $25 minimum deposit required to open. Fees or other conditions could reduce earnings on the account. Member FDIC.
Kim Schnell, Nunemaker Insurance Agency is the go-to company for your insurance needs. Kim, how can you help with insurance?
I can assist you with all your needs, including auto, home, recreational vehicle, motorcycles, and much more. As an independent agency, we represent numerous companies that can fill all your insurance needs at a reasonable price with excellent coverage options.
Come on now, give her a call for a free estimate at 812-550-2409 or visit her office at 421 North St. Joe, just a block off historic Franklin Street.
Back here on week four of the Rights Football Show on 97.7. Listen to theref.com and the WREF mobile app. We're tapping into the phone line with the head coach of the Panthers, Corey Brunson, here on WREF. Coach, really appreciate the time. How are we doing?
I'm doing good. Thanks for having me.
I really appreciate you coming on. All right, so a tough loss against Jasper, 20-14. Your impressions, your thoughts from this game?
I thought, you know, Jasper played really well. They did a lot of things right, and there's definitely some things we got to work on. And you don't ever want to lose a ball game, but the key is hopefully this week in practice we learn from all of our mistakes from the other night and get better. We want to. No matter what, win or lose, you want to take the past game and build off of it and fix those mistakes. And if we don't fix those mistakes, then we got some issues. But I think the group's ready to work hard this week and fix our mistakes and get a little better this week.
I know that Jasper has changed up their scheme. They used to be an option-heavy team, now not so much. But it's not as if the defense was shelled, only giving up 20 points. I mean, that's a winning effort by the defense, more or less. The offense abbreviated down to 2 touchdowns. What do you make of the offensive side of the ball, and how do you diagnose what they did?
Well, on the offensive side, we didn't have Elijah Darrett. He was still out. He was a very good player, and one of our starting linemen was out, which I think he'll be back here soon. But You know, there's still some things that we did. I thought we did well offensively, and we moved the ball, but we'd get to a certain point, and then we'd make, you know, a little mistake here or there and lose yards and get off track. You know, that's what we kind of talk to our guys. I mean, that's why I love coaching football. It's the greatest team sport. It takes the whole unit. You know, one guy makes a mistake, and that could be the difference of a big play to a loss. So, you know, we just got to fix some things up a little bit, be a little more physical, and fine-tune some things. So I think we'll get turned around.
Now, where did this Amir Wilford kid come from? Because, I mean, that was kind of crazy for him to go for a 192, 20 carries. He scores a touchdown as well, so he was really effective for you guys. You have some runners in there that typically are really reliable, and A.J. Coach, for example, and he didn't have a bad game. But for Wilford to play the way he did, that's a big deal. How and why did he succeed?
He did a good job of seeing holes. I mean, again, I think our line does a good job. You know, we just got to be more consistent. You know, do it, you know, in a drive, put together the whole drive. You know, don't do two or three good plays here, then have one or two and get behind on the sticks. But yeah, Jeffrey Amir, or we call him Juice. He does a good job of seeing read his blocks, and he's fast and shifty, and you know, he stepped in and did a lot of things well the other night. I was definitely pleased on his performance and how hard and how well he ran the ball.
Parker Ballmeyer stepping in for Jamontre Johnson. We had him on the show last week, but we're mostly talking about his kicking ability for him to step in to quarterback. What did you make of the way he played?
Yeah, he stepped in, did well. He kind of we were able to throw the ball a little bit better when he got in there, and he read the defense good. And he, as the kicker and punter, he did a great job at it too. He kind of does a little bit of everything for us. I was definitely for getting thrown in there. I thought he did a decent job, but you know, there's still things that you know he knows the system, so he's got to get a little better on some things. But you know, I think it's, again, a lot of things. I feel that we need to work on our things that we can do, that we can control. You know, I didn't think some of the mistakes. You know, I think it's all correctable things. I think we can fix.
Should we expect to see Ballmeyer going forward behind center?
I think we can see a mix. I mean, there's some younger guys also to the mix. I think, you know, Jamontre just wasn't one of those nights, but I think you'll see a mix of different guys back there.
Again, it's Corey Brunson right here on week 4 of the Rights Football Show on 97.7. Listen to theref.com and the WREF mobile app. We'll take a step aside, but don't go anywhere. A.J. Coates will hop on the show in a moment right here on WREF.
I have an order for Dan.
Oh, that's me. Hey, wait, you forgot the... never mind. They never get it right.
You deserve the coffee you asked for. So don't you deserve the house you asked for? Bel Air Land's new build construction homes come with a builder warranty, so you have peace of mind. With Bel Air Land, creating a custom home is easier than ordering a custom coffee. Check them out at belairland.com.
Kim Schnell, Nunnemaker Insurance Agency, is the go-to company for your insurance needs. Kim, how can you help with insurance?
I can assist you with all your needs, including auto, home, recreational vehicle, motorcycles, and much more. As an independent agency, we represent numerous companies that can fill all your insurance needs at a reasonable price with excellent coverage options.
Come on now, give her a call for a free estimate at 812-550-2409 or visit her office at 421 North St. Joe, just a block off historic Franken Street.
Leroy's Tavern, family owned and operated since 1970, proudly supporting all our local sports teams. Tons of great specials, Sunday, Monday, Thursday, $1 Busch Light pints, or our fabulous $9 lunch special Monday through Friday. 2023 People's Choice for Best Place to Karaoke and Sports Bar. Come watch the games with us. It's just like watching at home, but with better food and colder beer. Leroy's Tavern, located at 2659 Mount Vernon Avenue in Evansville.
You've got places to go, and Better Banking can help you and your money go further. Are you ready to take your money to new heights? Get a flexible high-yield checking account that lets you customize your interest rate so you can keep your finances headed in the right direction. With Elevate Checking from United Fidelity Bank, you're in control of how much you earn. You can raise your rate with a few easy steps, like using your mobile banking app or getting your paychecks by direct deposit. Get more ways to earn more with Elevate Checking and start earning 4.00% APY. Learn more at unitedfidelity.com/elevate or visit your local banking center. Must meet certain criteria to qualify. Rates may change at any time without notice after the account is opened. APY is accurate as of August 1st, 2024. $25 minimum deposit required to open. Fees or other conditions could reduce earnings on the account. Member FDIC.
Back here on week 4 of the Rights Football Show on 97.7. Listen to theref.com and the WREF mobile app. AJ Coach joins the program, and the linebacker running back, he had a busy day against Jasper, had a handful of carries, but also led the team with 10 tackles, one tackle for a loss, six of those tackles, by the way, solo tackles. AJ Coach, a do-it-himself man. AJ, really appreciate the time. How are we doing?
I'm doing great. Thanks for having me.
I really appreciate you coming on. The success that you had on the defensive end was a big deal, of course, but especially for you, you've played against Jasper before. You've never played against this version of Jasper. They've always been an option-heavy team. They change up their scheme. You didn't seem to miss a beat, so what was clicking for you defensively on Friday night?
Just my preparation throughout the week was to really just get used to the new scheme that they tried to basically do, the RPO type look. So just reading the guards, making sure I could see the difference between the quarterback stance when he was going to give the ball or pass the ball. That was really what I dialed into throughout film throughout the entire week.
When did that click for you? Was it early in the week, late in the week? Did someone kind of put a bug in your ear on game day that, hey, this might be a tell for this quarterback or for this guard to do this, and that gives you a leg up when the ball is snapped?
No, really, I take my film study very seriously. I was just trying to find little things that I could notice and that'll help me out in the field. So throughout the whole week, I was just trying to find different things, like the guard stance, how it was different, or just anything I could find with the quarterback that he did differently.
That really helped
me.
Oh, beg your pardon. AJ Coach here on WREF talking about Rights Football on week 4 of the Rights Football Show. If you could grade yourself so far this year, AJ, obviously a big part of what this team does defensively and offensively, how would you grade out in the first 3 games of the year by your estimation?
First 2 games, I kind of struggled reading guards. I was worried about the ball mainly, but this last Jasper game, I really picked it up. I would give myself around like a 80, 85, B average.
Okay. All right. It's not terrible. I mean, especially early in the season with the team and the individuals, of course, just trying to find their footing. And I feel like we're still in that stage of the year where everyone's trying to figure out who they are, not only as players but as teams. How do you feel about this team 3 games into the year? Obviously, a tough loss against Jasper, but I don't think anyone in the SIAC is doubting what this team is capable of after seeing them play for 12 quarters.
I feel like we have a lot to work on. Our leaders have to be more vocal, and we have to be more physical on the field. And it starts in practice, and our practice has to step up.
Again, AJ Coach here on WREF. So talking about stepping up, how does that translate into this upcoming Friday against North? What do you know about the Huskies? What do you expect to see from the Huskies? That's a run-heavy team.
Yeah, the Huskies are a very run-heavy team. A lot of bootleg and reverses. So we'll really have to be dialed in, reading our assignments, staying true to our assignments, and not trying to do anyone else's job. That's what we've been kind of struggling with. A lot of people just seeing ball, going to get ball, not staying true to our assignment. So I think that's one thing we need to just talk about in practice and get figured out before Friday comes.
Yeah, AJ, I know that right now you are pedal to the metal. You're looking at the next game, your tunnel vision, you're focused, but it is your senior year. We only get one senior year in high school. It's a special season for you. What has been your favorite moment of the season so far? Yeah, limited sample size. We're only 3 games in, coming up on week 4 against North, but so far, what moment sticks out to you and what play or feeling sticks out to you so far this year?
My favorite moment was seeing Emil Wirfert, running that 98-yard kick return. I love that he's so young and he's just a freshman. He's doing these big things already. It feels great to see someone that young coming up, helping the team that early in his career. He's going to be a great player.
Taking on a leadership role with the young guys. I know you're a senior. I know you were in their shoes, and I know that this team relies heavily on you, but that is leading by example and leading vocally as well. So what is your role in getting the young guys accustomed to the varsity level?
Just leading by example, making sure I'm very hard on them in practice. I'm just showing them tough love. Like, practice, I like to hit them hard, rough them up. They know it's no hard feelings, just getting them used to the varsity life.
Hey, AJ, I really appreciate you taking the time. You're the man. Really appreciate what you do for the community and on and off the field, and you're just a really cool guy. So thanks for coming on the show, and can't wait to see what you do on Friday night against North.
Yes, sir. Thank you, Brad. I appreciate you a lot.
All right, we take a step aside. Don't go anywhere. Corey Brunson, the head coach of Wright's football, joins us in a moment right here on 97.7. Listen to theref.com and the WREF mobile app.
I have an order for Dan.
Oh, that's me. Hey, wait, you forgot that. Ugh, never mind. They never get it right.
You deserve the coffee you asked for. So don't you deserve the house you asked for? Bel Air Land's new build construction homes come with a builder warranty, so you have peace of mind. With Bel Air Land, creating a custom home is easier than ordering a custom coffee. Check them out at belairland.com.
Kim Schnell, Nunnemaker Insurance Agency, is the go-to company for your insurance needs. Kim, how can you help with insurance?
I can assist you with all your needs, including auto, home, recreational vehicle, motorcycles, and much more. As an independent agency, we represent numerous companies that can fill all your insurance needs at a reasonable price with excellent coverage options.
Come on now, give her a call for a free estimate at 812-550-2409 or visit her office at 421 North St. Joe, just a block off historic Franken Street.
Leroy's Tavern, family owned and operated since 1970, proudly supporting all our local sports teams. Tons of great specials, Sunday, Monday, Thursday, $1 Busch Light pints, or our fabulous $9 lunch special Monday through Friday. 2023 People's Choice for Best Place to Karaoke and Sports Bar. Come watch the games with us. It's just like watching at home, but with better food and colder beer. Leroy's Tavern, located at 2659 Mount Vernon Avenue in Evansville.
You've got places to go, and Better Banking can help you and your money go further. Are you ready to take your money to new heights? Get a flexible high-yield checking account that lets you customize your interest rate so you can keep your finances headed in the right direction. With Elevate Checking from United Fidelity Bank, you're in control of how much you earn. You can raise your rate with a few easy steps, like using your mobile banking app or getting your paychecks by direct deposit. Get more ways to earn more with Elevate Checking and start earning 4.00% APY. Learn more at unitedfidelity.com/elevate or visit your local banking center. Must meet certain criteria to qualify. Rates may change at any time without notice after the account is opened. APY is accurate as of August 1st, 2024. $25 minimum deposit required to open. Fees or other conditions could reduce earnings on the account. Member FDIC.
Back here on week 4 of the Wright's Football Show on 97.7, listen to theref.com and the WREF mobile app. And Corey Brunson, the head coach of the Panthers, is back here on the Ref talking about his upcoming game against North on Friday night. The Huskies coming off of a win against 1-6, kind of a statement dub of what had happened last week, 21-0 loss to Memorial. So for North to bounce back like that, Coach, you watch the tape, and what'd you think?
Yeah, definitely a good bounce-back game. They're definitely, I thought all three games they've done a lot of good things. You know, obviously week one, big win versus Castle, and you know, I think at Memorial there are some opportunities there, and they played well. Just kind of like us this past week versus Jasper, they had some opportunities to make the plays, but and then obviously they made a lot of plays versus Harrison. So I think North's definitely playing well. They're doing things well on offense and defense, so it should be a good ball game.
I know that you know Coach Nero. You haven't coached against him as head coaches. So what's it going to be like on Friday night? I know that you know his style, but what is the identity of a Zach Nero head coach team by your estimation?
I think they appear to be, a physical, strong group. I mean, I think, offensively they're a heavy run, and but it doesn't mean they can't throw it. I mean, but they definitely do a good job of running football, and defensively they fly around, make a lot of plays, and they're very, very physical. So we got to definitely come out and be physical and do the things that we did the first 2 weeks of taking care of the football and no silly penalties. And, Jasper, we did not do that, but hopefully this week we can correct that and come out and fix those mistakes.
Look, Coach, you have a whole week of practice to fix this, to address this, but what is going to be your message to a guy like Jamontre Johnson, who took on an abbreviated role against Jasper last weekend, in getting ready for this game against North, kind of the quarter mark of the season? What is your message to him?
Him and the team is, get back and doing the things that we do well and get back playing Rice football and look at those first couple games and last year, the only things that we, when we did well, what are the things that we did? Things that we, when we struggled, what do we do? And go back and kind of address those things. And, again, you don't ever want to lose in the season, but, you can, as long as you learn from it, the key is to progress, to get better. We want to make sure this week we play better this week than we did last week.
Again, Corey Brunson is here on WRUF getting ready for Friday night against North and trying to figure out how to knock off the Huskies after a really, really impressive game for North last week. Coach, I'll ask you about your defense because we kind of skimmed over them in the first segment talking about Jasper. What did you make of the way your defense played not only last week but so far this year and translating to a game against a team like North who just scored 41 points against Harrison?
Yeah, I mean, I think the defense, out of the group, those most returner guys back, returners, I think we've done a decent job so far in our first three games of stop and run. We got to get better at defending the pass, and there's things we'll work on and try to make a few changes, adjustments, get better at that. But I definitely like a lot of things that they're doing. We just got to get the offense back in gear. But, I feel if we keep, teams, 20 or less, I feel that we got chances, And obviously, we were in the game here tonight. We just didn't make some plays down the stretch where we needed to. But defensive, if we can keep teams, just one or two touchdowns a game, I like our chances. It's just we got to make some plays.
All right, Coach, fill in the blank for me. Getting ready for this game on Friday night against North, and we're really excited to see what these two teams put out there. Fill in the blank. If the Panthers blank against the Huskies, they walk away with a win, their third of the season.
I think we have to be more physical than them. We got to come ready to play and be a much more physical team. Definitely be more physical than them. I think we can do that. I like our chances.
Coach, I really appreciate you taking the time. Always fun to talk with you about Panther football. Can't wait to see what happens on Friday night against North. Good luck.
No, thank you. Appreciate it.
All right. This has been Week 4 of the Rice Football Show on 97.7. Listen to theref.com and the WREF mobile app.